Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
There is a major gap and a major gap between high school education and full-time employment for disadvantaged girls, and especially working with young women in grade 11 and grade 12, looking for support to bridge that gap between high school education and full-time employment. Sometimes there's not the opportunity for children and girls from disadvantaged communities to go directly into a university or a technicon or a TVET college to go and further their education, and therefore they have to immediately enter the labor market as we would probably speak. And, you know, it's difficult for them to do that. But Kerry Miller joins us, and she is the founder of Christina Miller joins us, and she's the founder of Great Girls, a non-profit project run by a diverse group of women in Cape Town that aims to do exactly that. Christina, a very, very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, Zane. Thank you so much for having me.
Chat to us about your organization.
Thanks, Zane. So we started in 2014, so we've been running for 8 years. It's been an incredible journey and very, very successful. We've got over 220 girls who've walked through our doors and graduated from our program. And as you said, we bridge the gap between high school and, yes, work, but not necessarily. So whatever the girl feels is her future and she wants to try and achieve after school, we are there to help facilitate that journey and hold her hand and walk through her on that pathway, whether it's to university studies, whether it's to work, whether it's to an internship, etc. And so we are there to mentor and guide her through that process.
Chat to us about girls from grade 10, 11, and 12. How do they approach your organization, and what are the skills that you provide them with in order to bridge this gap?
So we work with girls in two areas at the moment in Cape Town. So we started in Lavender Hill and we spread our wings to Belhar. So we now have two venues, and the girls come from our partner schools. So all of the schools in those areas, in our catchment areas, are participating on the program. And girls from grade 11 and 12 can apply for the program at the beginning of every year. And we then take them through, to answer your second part of your question, a series of programs and modules over Saturdays throughout the rest of the year, where we teach them everything from how to apply for a job, how to make a really outstanding CV, how to stand out in an interview. We teach them about tax and e-filing, all of our favorite things. We talk to them about budgeting, about employment and labor law. We talk to them about confidence building and assertiveness, as you were just saying in your previous segment, around standing out in the boardroom and being able to be confident and use their voices in the workplace. And then we take them all the way through to the end of the program, where we take them through mock interviews, where people can come from the public and help contribute to our girls practicing to use their skills in their mock interviews, wearing their beautiful interview outfits that we styled them in, and looking and feeling fabulous and confident, ready to leave school and enter the working world.
Chatting to Christina Miller this afternoon, the founder of Great Girls, a non-profit organization run by a diverse group of women. Who are the ladies in your organization? Because, you know, obviously some people might be listening and saying to themselves, how can we actually be part of this organization?
Such a great question. So I have to just say from the get-go that Great Girls would not exist without its volunteers. We only have one full-time employee, and everyone else volunteers their time while still holding down full-time jobs, which is a call out to everyone out there who thinks it's too much. You definitely can do it. And so we partner with professional women who sign on as mentors and volunteers, and they get partnered with the girls from grade 11 and 12, and they walk a 2.5-year journey with that girl from their grade 11 or 12 year right through to the next phase of life. And in some instances, Zane, some of them have maintained long relationships and friendships way past their sort of mentorship relationship. And we have girls who are now, from our first year of the program, 2014, coming back as mentors onto the program this year.
Some of the success stories of your program?
Oh, 100%. We've got girls who came from very difficult circumstances, who were teen moms or came from situations where the financial constraints were absolutely insurmountable, and have not only gone on to study and graduate with degrees, but have gone on to be, you know, head of social media marketing at branding companies, and have gone on to become chefs, and have gone on to start their own businesses. And we have a number of entrepreneurs in our realm. So it was nice to hear you talk to Lesejo, because we have a lot of entrepreneurial spirit within our organization as well.
How important is a program like yours to equip these girls with, you know, the necessary skills to go out there? And because, you know, later on we'll be chatting about the fact that women need to take their own identity. They need to take on their own identity and stand with their own identity as independent people, first of all, before they are independent women.
So Zane, I think it's an interesting question because there's two parts. The one is that women need to be able to be given space to realize who they are, explore what they enjoy, and explore what they'd like to be doing, and not just walk the traditional path of getting the first job that comes their way and working and trying to earn a living. It would be nice if there was a safe space for internship or, you know, some kind of stipend-based income after school where girls could really figure out what it is they want to be doing, because being good and being comfortable in your work makes you more confident, makes you stand out, and makes you build those skills. But the second part is also you need to have people who pave the way for you. And you've had this theme now for the, you know, the past hour on the show around mentorship and around other women standing up for themselves. And so it's around hopefully calling out to the women who are already in workplaces, who open the doors and make the path and the journey a little bit easier for those girls who come after them, so they can shine and they can build their skills and they can be guided. Because when you first get your first job, you don't necessarily know everything. And it does take a helping hand and a guide to make sure that you really shine and are able to demonstrate the skills that you build up. But to answer the second part of your question, the skills mostly, I would say, would have to deal with being able to speak well and communicate what you need and what your work requirements would be, but also having the confidence to be able to speak up when you have a good idea, because that's what's going to make you stand out from the crowd.
How do people get involved? Because I know that there are a number of people out there saying, we went to first of all get involved on a volunteer basis in order to become mentors. And it's been proven not only at school or in an environment of business, you know, but in the workplace also, that mentorship and succession going forward is very, very important. So how do people get involved? Firstly, by getting part, being part of your program and being a volunteer to assist. And how do you search for the girls? Do they only come from the feeder schools in Belhar and in Lavender Hill? And have you got plans of actually expanding this project?
So, yes, the girls do come from the feeder schools first and foremost, but our only criteria, because being part of the program is completely free, so our only criteria is that you get yourself to the workshops. And so we've got many girls who apply from other areas who are not necessarily in our catchment areas, from schools of skills or even surrounding neighborhoods. And as long as they can get themselves to the program, we absolutely 100% welcome you on the program. We don't look at academics. We don't look at anything except your commitment to yourself and to your future. But in terms of volunteers, that's really easy. You can just find us on Facebook at Great Girls Cape Town, on Instagram at Great Girls CT. We have Twitter. We have a website that is greatgirls.co.za. And a really fun way for people to come and see what we do without getting completely invested right up front is to volunteer on our mock interview day that I just spoke about, which is on Saturday, the 24th of September on Heritage Day. So you can come and do some time with us, a few hours in the morning to meet the girls, meet us, and get the girls an opportunity to practice their skills that they've learned on this 2022 program.
That's Christina Miller chatting to us this afternoon and chatting to us about Great Girls, the organization. Thank you so much for your time. She's the founder of Great Girls, an NGO that forms such an essential part of girls going through grade 10, 11, and 12.